The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madini channel, once again, Alhamdulillah, we bring you our program, Asma'un Nabi. And as we mentioned in the last episode, each episode we will discuss the beautiful names of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, in this particular episode, we'll be discussing that name which is the most famous name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is known by it on the earth, in the heavens, and on the day of judgment, this name, this blessed name will be echoing everywhere, inshallah. You probably guessed what name that is. Yes, I'm referring to the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a beautiful name, and mere mention of that name brings delight to the hearts of the believers. So let us begin our episode. First of all, we should know that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived into this world, just a bit before that time, there were only a handful of people who had kept the name Muhammad, meaning they named their child Muhammad. Only a handful of people. And majority of people, they were not aware of this name, or they did not keep their child's name as Muhammad. And there are many wisdoms behind this. First of all, those who did keep their child's name as Muhammad, they were those who had studied the scriptures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. And in the previous scriptures, it was mentioned that there will come a Nabi alayhi salam, and his name will be Muhammad. He will be the final prophet. And they kept their child's name Muhammad with this hope, with this umid that perhaps our child is that child. And as for others, they did not even keep their child's name Muhammad, and they were not aware of it as well. So those who kept it, it was with the intention of gaining barakah and with this hope of attaining the glad tidings of the final prophet being named Muhammad, and they thought that perhaps our child would be Muhammad. But remember, those people who did name their child as Muhammad, not one of them, not a single one of them claimed prophethood. And there's beautiful wisdom in this, so that no one had doubt regarding our beloved Prophet alayhi salam when he arrived into this world. Those people before him who had kept the name Muhammad, not a single one of them had made a claim of nubuwa, prophethood. So this name Muhammad, what does it mean? The definition of this name is الَّذِي يُحْمَدُ حَمْدًا بَعْدَ حَمْدٍ. That individual who is praised time and again, who is consistently and continuously praised, subhanallah. Now the word Muhammad is derived from the word tahmid, and it means the one who is praised time and time again. And if you look at our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then most certainly he is an individual who is praised over and over again. And why wouldn't this be the case? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised his ranks beyond our comprehension. We cannot fully comprehend the status, the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Alam Nashrah, verse 4, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Now, O beloved, we have raised your remembrance for you, subhanallah. Under this verse, the ulama have mentioned many, many beautiful points. But I would just like to mention one point here, that on one occasion, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised your rank? Do you know how he has raised your remembrance? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best regarding this. So Jibreel alayhi salam answered in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to him and said that your Lord says, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي, That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when I am remembered, when I will be mentioned, and you will be mentioned with me. Subhanallah. The beloved will be mentioned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praised, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his thana, his ta'reef is done, so will the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam be praised as well. And if we were to ponder, we will find that this is indeed the case. Just look at the Islamic ibadat, worships. Look at the adhan, the call to prayer. We have the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then later, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also mentioned. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And then prayer itself. Look at namaz itself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned in at-tahiyyat, in ibadah, in worship such as salah. And if we look at the testimony of faith, the kalima that every Muslim must read, a person cannot be a Muslim until he reads this kalima and understands the meaning of it. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also mentioned as well. So, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. That when I will be mentioned, oh beloved, you will be mentioned with me. Subhanallah. And I gave the examples of how this is in fact the case. And the truth of the matter is that from the beginning of creation until Qiyamah, and even beyond that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be praised again and again. Subhanallah. Let me take you back to the beginning of time. The world, the realm of souls, Alamul Arwah. The Prophets alayhi wassalatu wassalam were gathered. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals at that time what was said. A covenant, a promise was taken from all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a verse of the Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse 81. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this verse that, remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from the Prophets alayhimu salam, and he said that when I give you the book and wisdom, and then a chosen messenger, an honorable messenger comes to you, testifying what is with you, meaning the scriptures that you have, then you must definitely believe in him, and you must certainly must help him as well. Now this is the verse of the Quran, talking about Alamul Arwah, and how the Anbiya alayhimus salam, this covenant, this promise was taken from them. And they all agreed as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being mentioned there, is being singled out from all of creation, subhanallah. And who is this promise being taken from? The Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Now Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the tafsir of this verse, he says, whichever prophet came to this world, any prophet that came to this world, he alayhi salam told his ummah regarding the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and mentioned that if he were to arrive in your time, you have to believe in him and you have to help him. Now again, الَّذِي يُحْمَدُ حَمْدًا بَعْدَ حَمْدٍ. That Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that individual who is praised time and time again. In Alamul Arwah, he is being mentioned. When each Prophet of Allah came to this world, he is telling his ummah about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a prime example of how our beloved Prophet ﷺ is being praised time and time again, subhanallah. And other beautiful accounts are also mentioned in the ahadith literature. For example, it's mentioned that in Alamul Arwah, the Prophet ﷺ, he would instruct the Anbiya alayhimussalam on various things. How to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example. So there his maqam, his rank is being highlighted to all the Anbiya alayhimussalam, that he is teaching, instructing and guiding them, even in Alamul Arwah, subhanallah. From the beginning of time, before this world was created, in the world of souls, the Prophet alayhi salam is being praised and his maqam is being highlighted as well, subhanallah. And as we mentioned, each Nabi alayhi salam mentioned the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his tadhkira, his blessed mention is being made. And this will continue until Qiyamah and even on the Day of Judgment, subhanallah. The Prophets alayhimus salam and the entire creation will praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a hadith in Muslim Sharif that on the Day of Judgment, that very difficult day, 50,000 years long. 25,000 years will pass in such a state that hisab, accountability, will not have begun. And people will want accountability to begin. That is the severity of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So what will happen? Ulhimu. They'll be inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to someone to ask for help. Who will they go to? They will go to Abu al-Bashr, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. And they will ask him, they will say, Allah has granted you maqam, rutbah, intercede for us, so that accountability begins. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam will say, I cannot help you today. Idhabu ila ghayri, idhabu ila Nuh. He will tell them to go towards someone else, someone besides me. Go to Nuh alayhi salam. Then all of creation, they will go to Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam will also refuse and say, I cannot help you. He will send them to Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam will send them to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam will tell them to go to Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. And then Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, he will say, there's only one person to help you today. And that is Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Idhabu ila Muhammad. And then the creation, they will go to our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask for help. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not do inkar, will not refuse and say, I cannot help you. He will say, ana laha, I will intercede. Yes, I am for this purpose. I am for this job. Subhanallah. And then the hadith mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful sight it will be. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing sajda in the court of Allah jalla wa ala. And then it will be said, irfa' ra'saka ya Muhammad. O beloved, raise your head. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your blessed head. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Sal tu'ta. Ask, whatever you ask for will be granted. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede, and ash-shafa'atul kubra, the great intercession, the greater intercession will begin, and accountability will commence from there on. So we learn that on the Day of Judgment, subhanallah, all of creation, when they see this sight, when they see the Prophet alayhi wa sallam interceding, they will praise him. The Anbiya alayhi salam will praise him. The creation will praise him. Everybody will praise the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we call al-maqamul mahmud, the station of praise, subhanallah. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be at that station of praise. People will praise him, from the Anbiya alayhi salam to the entire creation. And his shan, his rank, his rutbah, his loftiness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be revealed to one and all. Those who rejected him in the world as well will see this firsthand. And this will increase their regret that why did we not believe in this individual? Why did we not believe in this blessed personality? Look at the rank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him. Nobody will be able to reject the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that moment. Subhanallah. Alladhi yuhmadu hamdan ba'da hamdin. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that individual will be praised time and time again. Let us hear a few more points regarding the blessed name Muhammad. And as we mentioned in the previous episode, the ma'soom, the noble angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they hear the name Muhammad, they feel surur, ladha, they feel a pleasure that's indescribable, subhanallah. And there's a hadith of the Prophet alayhi salam where he describes the blessings of Allah upon him. And he says that I will be the first to intercede. I will be the first whose intercession will be accepted. I will be the first to knock on the door of Jannah. I will be the first person for whom the door of Jannah will be opened. And in this narration, we're told that the angel, the gatekeeper of Jannah, Sayyiduna Ridwan alayhi salam, he will ask, who is it? When the knock will be heard on the door of paradise, he will ask, who is it? Now, know that the door of Jannah, the doors of Jannah are transparent, meaning the one who is outside can see those who are inside, and those who are inside can see the one who is outside. So the ulama, they ask a question here, why did Sayyiduna Ridwan alayhi salam ask who it is? He could see full well that it is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the angels alayhi salam in this worldly life, they saw the Prophet alayhi salam so many times, the night of Mi'raj and other such waqi'at as well. The answer to this is that the angels, because they gain such pleasure from hearing the name Muhammad, this is why he said, who is this? Who is it? And he wanted to hear the name of the beloved Prophet alayhi salam from the blessed lips of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the hikmah, this is the reason why he asked, who is it behind the door? Even though he could see full well that it is our most beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is what Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated in Faidul Qadir. Now, in regards to keeping the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma said in regards to this? Let us hear that as well. So, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, when keeping names, you should keep names of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the Anbiya alayhi salam, the Awliya-i Kiram, and bil khusus, you should try and keep names which are mentioned in Quran and Hadith, and names which are recommended by the ulama of Islam. So the names of prophets alayhi salam. One thing to note here, that there are certain names which some ulama believe are specific and exclusive to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For example, Taha, Yasin. Some ulama say these are specific to the Prophet alayhi salam, and no one in creation can keep these names. As such, if you are to keep these names, it is best to place Ghulam before it. Ghulam Taha, Ghulam Yasin, inshaAllah ta'ala. And the ulama have said that it is mustahab, it is recommended to keep the names of the Prophets alayhi salam with good intentions as well. And there's a narration that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has narrated in Al-Adab al-Mufrad. Sayyiduna Abu Wahab radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tasammaw bi asma'il anbiya. When naming your children, choose the names of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Meaning, your children should be named after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. A Shari'i ruling in this regard, this is mentioned in Bahari Shari'at, Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi, writes, quoting many ulama, he says that the ulama dislike for people to keep names which are not mentioned in Quran and Hadith and which are not common and famous amongst Muslims. And this is a problem today, that when people have children, they want unique names. They want names that nobody has heard of. They might even not even know the meanings of those names. The meanings could be really, really bad. But it has to be unique. It has to sound unique and different to anyone else. Remember, Islamically, we are to keep names of Anbiya alayhim salam, names of Awliya-i Kiram. And not just names that we see, for example, an actor, he has that name, or an actress has that name, and it's a rare name, or let us keep that name. The meaning could be bad. Secondly, it's not recommended in Islam. Why leave the blessed personalities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and they are close to His noble court? Why leave those blessed names and choose different ones? It doesn't make sense. So as Muslims, we should always choose names of Anbiya alayhim salam. For example, for females, for girls, names of Sahabiyat, names of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Subhanallah, so many beautiful names in this regard. So when looking at the Quran, those names which are names of the beloveds of Allah. The reason why we say beloveds of Allah, there are also other names in the Quran which we don't have ijazah to keep. For example, Fir'aun. Fir'aun is mentioned in the Quran. Qarun is mentioned in the Quran. Abu Lahab is mentioned in the Quran. But it's not allowed to keep those names. These people were tyrants. So, when looking at Quran and Hadith, we look at those names which belong to the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessed personalities who gain proximity to the court of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And in regards to the name Muhammad, Sayyiduna Imam Ibn Asakir rahmatullahi ta'ala in his tariqh has narrated a hadith. Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ وُلِدَ لَهُ مَوْلُودٌ فَسَمَّاهُ مُحَمَّدًا حُبَّا لِي وَتَبَرُّكًا بِإِسْمِي كَانَ هُوَ وَمَوْلُودُهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ Subhanallah. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has a child and he names him Muhammad out of love for me and to take blessings, barakah from my name, then the father and the child will both be in paradise. Subhanallah. So what do we learn? They will die upon iman. Because there is one main condition to enter paradise. The condition to enter paradise is that you have to be sahibul iman. You have to have iman. And here the Prophet ﷺ is giving glad tidings. Whoever names their child Muhammad, then the father and the child will enter Jannah, inshaAllah. Subhanallah. So he has to be sahibul iman and he has to have the correct beliefs. The second thing, that those ahadith which mention the fadail of the name Muhammad and how the person who has this name will gain fula blessing, will enter paradise, this is to encourage believers. This is so that believers have hope in regards to that name and keeping that name as well. This does not mean at all that the one who has the name Muhammad, then he can do what he likes. Then he can do what he likes. No. It doesn't mean that he has been let free and he does not have to follow the laws of Islam and he can transgress every boundary of Islam. Of course not. If he does that, then there's every chance that a person could die without faith by continuously sinning and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very, very important to remember. We can't go around saying, my name is Muhammad or my name is Ahmad and now I can do whatever I like. Ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah. So we keep these blessed names and we have full hope in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We perform a'mal salihah. We try and do as many good deeds as possible. Inshallah, this will lead to a khatima, an ending upon iman, and we enter Jannah, and then we will see the blessings of that name, Muhammad, as well. So this is something that you must keep in mind. One additional point before I move on, that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged the ummah to keep the name of their child Muhammad, this was not so that his rank can be raised. He didn't do this to boast or to show his old rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised his rank. The whole of creation knows the rank of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The reason he did this is that so the ummah can take blessings from his name. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is so thoughtful in regards to his ummah. He loves and cares for his ummah so much that he even said, keep my name, inshallah, this will also bring blessings as well. You won't be deprived of the blessings of Allah. So this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being mercy, rahmatul lil alameen, that my name has blessings. I know Allah jalla wa ala has granted me such blessings in my name. Keep this name, inshallah, you'll gain blessings too as well. Subhanallah. And there is no nuqsan in this. There is no harm in this. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا ضَرَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي بَيْتِهِ مُحَمَّدٌ وَمُحَمَّدَانِ وَثَلَاثَةٌ. It will not harm anyone if there is one individual in that household, in his household with the name Muhammad, or two individuals with the name Muhammad, or three individuals with the name Muhammad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us there is no nuqsan whatsoever. There is only blessings, inshallah. So we should try and keep the names of our children as Muhammad. Now, Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions his own amal. What did he do in this regard? He says, every single child of mine, when I performed his aqiqah, when we named him Muhammad. And all my nephews as well, we named them Muhammad. And afterwards, we named them something else by which people will call them. For example, he named his own son afterwards Hamid, another son Mustafa. But when it was the aqiqah and time to name, he actually named them Muhammad, his own sons and his nephews as well. Subhanallah. This was his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One last clarification before we conclude the episode, that the ulama have said that when trying to take blessings from the name Muhammad, when you name your child Muhammad, you should only name him Muhammad. And afterwards, for calling him, you can name him anything else. But when actually naming him at the time of Aqiqah, for example, only Muhammad. No mushtarak names will be considered in this regard, meaning Muhammad and then something else. If somebody has two names like that together, then they will be deprived of the blessings that are mentioned in the hadith. So alhamdulillah, in this episode we covered the beautiful name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we heard so many excellences in this regard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to keep the name Muhammad close to our hearts, to keep the names of our children Muhammad, and to always remember Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us intercession of our beloved alayhi salam and enter us into Jannah without accountability. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The beautiful names of beloved Prophet. The beautiful names of beloved Prophet. The beautiful names of beloved Prophet.